John 11, 1 to 45. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through him. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away. And when many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother, When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. But when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply disturbed in spirit and greatly moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here so that they may believe you sent me." When he said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. This gospel is about believing in the resurrection. I once heard the late Tom McGonigal, OP, preach on this text. He said we are called to be scissor people, to free others from whatever binds them. This is something we cannot do alone. We have to rely on God and believing that God will act. Our God is all forgiving. That's what the gospel means by saying all of us. We have a communal identity. Thomas Merton wrote in his book, Bread in the Wilderness, "Just as the whole people of God is still crossing the desert to the promised land, still passing through the Jordan, still building Jerusalem and raising God's temple on Zion, so each individual soul must normally know something of the same journey." A communal identity is what it says. A communal identity. In today's psalm response, the psalmist turns toward God and says, "Out of the depths I cry to you." Jesus turned toward God as well, because he whom you love is ill. That's what I hear from the prisoners in Wisconsin State Prisons when I go inside the walls for our restorative justice program. They are so grateful to have others in the circle who understand them. They were ill, but others have cut them free. They have been scissor people. I see it over and over again. And that's why I keep going inside the walls. The gospel is long today. Yet another thing I remember from Tom's preaching that day, many years ago, is that it contains the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. John tells the story of Jesus' closeness to Lazarus and his sisters. Mary is also quoted as saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." As we approach Easter, we already know what is to happen. Jesus will be crucified and then will be resurrected. In that sense, Lazarus had to die, and it was his death that led to Jesus' resurrection. Just as the first reading from Ezekiel says, "I will bring you up from your graves." The grave is a sign of death, though God can and does act. Why? Martha says, it is because God grants whatever Jesus asks. And the gospel for today says, "I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe you sent me." At that, Lazarus came out, and Jesus said, "Unbind him." Become the scissor people Jesus knows you are. Just as the prisoners in our restorative justice circle discover that they are not alone, that there are others who do understand their remorse for their crimes, so we are called.